when it was almost time for Holy Mass, that now, my heart was seized with pain. I then to leave the congregation? And since Father has told me that this is a kind of heresy, am I to fall away from the church? Another question. I cried out to the Lord with a sorrowful interior cry. Jesus, save me. The same word as today the gospel. Peter was walking towards Jesus on the sea, and he saw the water down. He was afraid, and he was going to sink, and he cried out, "Save me, Jesus," the same word. Still, not a single ray of light entered my soul, and I felt my strength fading, as if the body were separating itself from the soul. I submitted to the will of God and repeated, "O God, let whatever you have decided upon happen to me. Nothing in me is any longer my own." Then suddenly God's presence enveloped me and penetrated me through and through. This was just as I was receiving Holy Communion. A moment after Communion, I lost all awareness of everything around me and of my whereabouts. As I see. Then I saw the Lord Jesus as he is represented in the image, and he said to me, "Tell the confessor that this work is mine and that I am using you as a lowly instrument." And I said, "Jesus, I can no longer do anything. I can no longer do anything you commanded me to do, because my confessor has told me that all this is an illusion and that I am not allowed to obey any of your commands." I do nothing that you would tell me to do now. I'm sorry, my Lord, but I'm not allowed to do anything. And I must obey a confessor. Jesus, I most earnestly ask your pardon. You know how much I suffer because of this, but it can't be helped. The confessor has forbidden me to follow your orders. Jesus listened to my arguments and complaints with kindness and satisfaction. I thought the Lord Jesus would be grievously offended, but on the contrary, he was pleased and said to me kindly, "Always tell your confessor about everything I say to you and command you to do, and do only that of which you obtain permission." Jesus asked, "Do it," but then you listen. Obedience. Do not be upset. Fear nothing. Thing is contradictory, you know, it seems. Jesus is asking something very contradictory. "I am with you." My soul was filled with joy, and all those oppressive thoughts vanished. Certitude and courage entered my soul. But after a short while, I entered into the sufferings which Jesus underwent in the Garden of Olives. This lasted until Friday morning. On Friday, I experienced the passion of Jesus, but this time in a different way. On that day, Father Bukowski came from Derby. Some strange power pushed me to go to confession and tell me about everything that had happened to me and about what Jesus had said to me. When I told Father, it was quite different, and he said to me, "Sister, don't be afraid of anything. You will come to no harm, for the Lord Jesus will not allow it. If you are obedient and persevere in this disposition, you need not worry about anything. God will find a way to bring about His work. You should always have this simplicity and sincerity and tell everything to Mother General. What I said to you was said as a warning, because illusions may afflict even holy persons, and certain insinuations may play a part in this. And sometimes this comes from our own selves. So one has to be careful. And so continue as you have thus far. You can see, sister, that the Lord is not angered by this. And sister, you can repeat these things that have happened to you at present to your regular confessor, Father Sopoko. Ask her to go again to Father Sopoko. From this, I came to understand one thing, that I must pray much for each of my confessor, that he might obtain the light of the Holy Spirit. For when I approach the confessional without first praying fervently, the confessor does not understand me very well. Father encouraged me to pray fervently for these intentions, that God would give better knowledge and understanding of the things He is asking of me. Make novena after novena, sister, and God will not refuse the graces. Good Friday at 3 o'clock, I saw the Lord Jesus crucified, who looked at me and said, "I thirst." Then I saw two rays issued from His side, just as they appeared in the image. I then felt in my soul the desire to save souls and to empty myself for the sake of poor sinners. I offered myself together with the dying Jesus to the Eternal Father for the salvation of the whole world. With Jesus, through Jesus, and in Jesus is my communion with you, Eternal Father. On Good Friday, Jesus suffered in His soul in a way which was different from Holy Thursday. April 12, 1936, Mass of the Resurrection. When I entered the chapel, my spirit was immersed in God. His only treasure, His presence flooded me. Oh my Jesus, my Master and Director, strengthen and enlighten me in these difficult moments of my life. I expect no help from people. All hope is in you. I feel alone in the face of your demands, O Lord. Despite the fears and qualms of my nature, I am fulfilling your holy will and decide to fulfill it as faithfully as possible throughout my life and in my death. Jesus, with you, I can do all things. Do with me as you please. Only give me your merciful heart, and that is enough for me. O Jesus, my Lord, help me that what you have planned before all ages happen to me. I'm ready at each beckoning of your holy will. Enlighten my mind that I may know your will. O God, you who pervaded my soul, you know that I desire nothing but your glory. O divine will, you are the delight of my heart, the food of my soul, the light of my intellect, the omnipotent strength of my will. For when I unite myself with your will, O Lord, your power works through me and takes the place of my feeble will. Each day I seek to carry out God's wishes. O incomprehensible God, how great is your mercy! It surpasses the combined understanding of all men and angels. All the angels and all humans have emerged from the very depths of your tender mercy. Mercy, the flower of love. God is love, and mercy is his deed. In love it is conceived, in mercy it is revealed. Everything I look at, speak to me of God's mercy. Even God's very justice speaks to me about his faithfulness, mercy, because justice flows from love. There is one word I heed and continually ponder. It alone is everything to me. I live by it and die by it, and it is the holy will of God. It is my daily food. My whole soul listens intensely to God's wishes. I do always what God asks of me. Although my nature often quakes, and I feel that the magnitude of these things is beyond my strength, I know well what I am of myself, but I also know what the grace of God is, which supports me. April 25th, 1936, Warendo. On that day, the suffering in my soul was more severe than ever before. From every morning, I felt as if my body and soul had separated. I felt that God's presence had penetrated my whole being. I felt all the justice of God within me. I felt I stood alone before God. I thought one word from my spiritual director would set me entirely at peace. But what can I do? He is not here. However, I decided to seek light in holy confession. When I uncovered my soul to the priest, he was afraid to continue hearing my confession, and that caused me even greater suffering. When I see that a priest is fearful, I do not obtain any inner peace. So I have decided that only to my spiritual director will I open my soul in all matters, from the greatest to the least, and then I will follow his directions strictly. Now I understand that confession is only the confessing of one's sins. The spiritual guidance is a different thing altogether. But this is not what I want to speak about. I want to tell about a strange thing that happened to me for the first time. When the confessor started talking to me, I didn't understand a single word. Then I saw Jesus crucified, and he said to me, "It is in my passion that you must seek light and strength." After the confession, I meditated on Jesus' terrible passion and understood that what I was suffering was nothing compared to the Savior's passion, and that even the smallest imperfection was the cause of this terrible suffering. Then my soul was filled with very great contrition, and only then I sensed that I was in the sea of the unfathomable mercy of God. Oh, how few words I have to express what I'm experiencing. I feel I am like a drop of dew engulfed in the depths of the bottomless ocean of divine mercy. that means human words just express just a drop of water. But the mercy of God is so vast, like the ocean. Just one drop of water in the ocean, nowhere. But this is how we understand. We think we understand God's mercy is so big, but don't say drop of water. May 11, 1936, I came to Krakow. I was happy that at last I shall be able to carry out all that the Lord Jesus was demanding. Once one was speaking with Father Andres and had told him everything, I received this answer: "Sister, pray till the day of the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart and add some modification to the prayer. Under the Feast of Sacred Heart, I will give you answer." But one day, I heard this voice in my soul: "Fear nothing, I am with you." After these words, I felt such an urgency within me that without waiting for the Feast of the Sacred Heart, I said during confession that I was going to leave the congregation immediately. Father answered, "Sister, since you have made the decision by yourself, then take the responsibility for yourself. Go." I was happy to believe him. Very genuine, eh? The following morning, God's presence suddenly left me. A great darkness came over my soul. I could not pray. Because of this sudden loss of the presence of God, I decided to postpone the matter for a while until I had talked with Father. Father Andres answered that such changes in my soul were frequent and that this was not an obstacle to action. When I talked to Mother General about everything that had happened to me, she said, "Sister, I'm locking you in the tabernacle with the Lord Jesus. Wherever you go from there, that will be the will of God." June 19. When we went to the Jesuit's place for the procession of the Sacred Heart, during the Vesper, I saw the same rays coming forth from the Sacred Host, just as they are painted in the image. My soul is filled with great longing for God. June 1936, conversation with Father Andres. "Though that these are hard and difficult things, your principal spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. You can only give direction. We can only give you direction to these inspirations, but your real director is the Holy Spirit. If you yourself have decided to leave, sister, I neither prohibit nor order you to do so. You take the responsibility for yourself. I say this to you, sister. You can begin to take action. You are capable of doing so. And therefore, you can do so. These things are indeed probable. All you have told me up to now, before Perpetual World in Krakow in 1933, speaks in favor of taking actions. Still, you have to be very careful in all this. Pray much and ask that I be given light." During Holy Mass offered by Father Andres, I saw the little infant Jesus, who told me that I was to depend on him for everything. No action undertaken on your own, even though you put much effort into it, pleases me. Understood this, in need of dependence. Oh my Jesus, on the day of the last judgment, you will demand from me an account of this work of mercy. Oh just judge, but my spouse as well, help me to do your holy will. O mercy, O divine virtue. O merciful heart of Jesus, my betrothed made my heart like unto yours. July 16, I spent the whole night in prayer. I meditated upon the Lord's passion, and my soul was crushed by the burden of God's justice.